Start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome back to the Real Bourbon Bros Podcast, the essential podcast for the novice yet curious whiskey enthusiast. Giddy up.
Yeah, giddy up, man. We're back with another episode of the Real Bourbon Bros Podcast. Steve, how are you doing, sir?
Doing fine, Gary. How are you down in the great state of Florida?
That's a big jump there. The sunny and hot state of Florida. Good.
It's hot up here. Ooh. It's getting hot. It's in the 80
you
high
have to move
80s
north
here.
Of Canada, eh?
I don't know. It's been a pretty warm spring.
Global
here,
warming.
It just makes us get out there and enjoy the bourbon nights.
Volleyball bourbon nights, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I said that. It
semi-pro
was, you know,
here.
Ball, beer, bourbon.
There you go. Trademark, ting. All right, guys. So welcome back to another episode. We're going to be hitting up Searching for Pappy again. It's our staple of the podcast. A lot of new finds we've had over the last few weeks we want to chat about. Some new things on the market, some store picks, some exciting stuff. Also, I want to summarize our most recent Real Bourbon Bros whiskey tasting event, which was held last week. Great success. And just before we kind of go into detail on that later in the episode, I just want to shout out everybody that showed up and brought a good bottle to share. I had a great time. I think everybody else had a great time.
I had a great time.
You
too.
Weren't even there. Our private jet, the Real Bourbon Bros private jet, must have been in use that day that you couldn't fly down to town.
Oh, I took a detour as soon as I crossed over the Georgia line.
Oh, yeah? Where'd you go?
Yeah. Had to go west.
Texas?
Had to follow the sunset.
The sunset to those.
And I never got down. To Florida. Sorry about that.
Okay. Next time. So we'll summarize the whiskey tasting event that we just had. Another great success, like I said. A lot of different bottles people brought over to share. And then obviously came up to my personal bar and we kind of did a deep dive into some of the new bottles that I have bought but not have tried. So it wasn't an all-nighter, but we'll get into that later. Good stuff there. Anything you want to... what's new with you, Steve? I mean...
What's with me?
Before we get into searching,
I'm just settling back in, I guess. You know, just making my rounds, trying to see what's out there in the bourbon circles.
Yeah, I think. Sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
No, I think that the bourbon market is plateauing a little bit. It might be a bombshell, but I've talked to a couple of my guys down here, especially this in the sales, and they said, it's kind of plateauing off, and some of the prices are actually decreasing. And I was like, when you can get Pappy,
for
under $500, let me know. But I don't think it's plateauing that much. So I call shenanigans.
Yeah. Still trying to get that Pappy, but through the charity auction.
How much money have they taken from you this so far? Last week. I got this one tonight. There was this Pappy Wood. Okay, let's go to the text. I just got these three text messages today. Here it is. Tonight, we give away five more prizes for $5 a ticket. Make your match for a Pappy or BTAC bottle. Tickets available till 7 p.m. Buy now. Win tonight in advance to the round ultimate drawing. $5 a ticket gives you five chances to win. Lineup includes BTAC, Pappy, Weller, and bonus prizes. Tickets stay at 7 p.m. I got these four messages.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, well, you get text.
I get text. Yeah,
okay.
So I don't know if I put my phone number down, but I don't have to go to the email anymore. I just get them. Yeah. So if I want, I just click on the link, and I can waste my money right there. So, but they're out there, guys.
I'm not sure about those. You know, it's for a good cause. Keep your receipts. You know, tax deductible if you're if you're in that boat, right? So. Not enough for me, but not yet. I don't spend enough, I should say.
But they're good causes, said. If you believe the hype, hopefully we can believe the hype. But
and you get something in return, you know. I mean,
lighter wallet.
you get the good thought that you're helping someone in need.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Or so they make you believe, right? Which I have no reason to say
that. Right, but my question is, and I do a deep dive into this right off the bat, but where do they get these collections of bottles from? Like, so there's just some generous person that just donates 20,000?
No, they probably go to the distilleries.
Why don't we go to the distilleries?
Because we're not a charitable organization. We could be. Well, we are non-for-profit.
We're a non-for-profit.
A non-profit entity. Yeah. So.
Oh, speaking of which, we need to have a discussion.
We could go and we could take a little bit out of the bottle and put some, you know, put those up for an auction. Say, hey, you know, we're doing a good cause to, you know, save the
eagles.
Kittens or something, or save the eagles. Yeah.
Save the kittens and the eagles. I think those would be contrasting.
Yeah. Big eagle comes down and takes the cats away.
That's exactly.
Which does happen. I don't want to make fun of that. That's the natural order.
You know, that's the
natural selection.
Exactly,
right?
Darwin. Right. I mean, everybody remembers eighth grade biology. Mr. Teeth, shout out. I don't think he's around anymore, but anyway. So there are some good causes out there. If you have extra money and want to take a chance at buying these tickets and trying to win a Pappy or a Weller or a BTAC, they're not hard to find, but I digress. Searching for Pappy, Steve, is our staple, and let's start out with that tonight. I have a bottle. Oh, let's start with this real quick. This is one I picked up today from my guy Wally Whiskey Willie's.
Searching for Pappy.
This is Starlight bourbon whiskey finished in maple syrup barrels. I got to try this today.
Ooh, maple.
Yeah, it's 114 proof, aged 5 years.
You know that that reminds me of
cool label of
Iron Fish.
Yeah, look at this cool label.
That's pretty cool. Whiskey Willie stepping up
the
there.
Graphic design. Graphics. I mean, their budget's almost but where ours is at. Great pour there. He also had a Starlight Double Oak, which honestly, I probably liked a little better, but I already have like three of his store pick Double Oaks that I haven't opened. So I'm like, I got to get this other one. So this does not, again, this is a store pick, everybody, so you might not be able to find this at your local liquor hole, but if you're in Tampa, definitely give Wally a visit. These aren't going to be released until Saturday the 25th. So today's the 22nd. We're recording this, so yeah, I know. Well, I got an early release for being a media member.
Yeah, we tend to get those early because it's like I go into a store and hey, do you have this? Do you have that? I go, got that. Oh, it just came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We got it a month ago with the press release.
Yeah, exactly. Don't act like you're not impressed. We're important people.
I just want to impress somebody. You know, just somebody.
You impress me. You impress me.
Oh, well, yeah. Sure.
Sure.
But that's someone else.
Somebody that means something that I don't know.
No. Someone that doesn't have the inside scoop that, you know, knows the real story.
I don't know about that. But anyway, Starlight, great product. 5 years, like I said, 114 proof. Whiskey Willie's will have that available on the 25th. So this podcast will be probably out after that. So hopefully there's some bottles left over. If you're in Tampa, go check out Whiskey Willie's on Hillsborough there, West Hillsborough in Tampa, Florida. And also the Double Oak will be released on the 25th as well. Great bottles. This bottle did not have the strong finish of a sweet, strong finish that I thought it would. It was very mild in terms of the maple barrel, maple syrup barrel finish that it had. So, give it a try. He has free samples.
Yeah, I'm on a weeded barrel binge, I guess. I got the one from a Novi Party Store. Calvin. Shout out. Yeah. Hey, Calvin. He just had his Jefferson's Ocean come in. It's a weeded mash bill, single barrel. Comes in at 90 proof. I squint my eyes. It's a small writing in there. Make your labels larger. it's a Voyage 32 weeded mash bills, but haven't tried it yet. But I did try it at his store, and that's why I got it.
Nice.
So
and you liked it? And you liked
give that
it?
A try. I liked it enough. No.
What's the MSRP on that? Yeah, my bottle was $80.
This one, I think he's giving it away for $99.
Giving it away. $99 out the door. Yeah. All right, sweet.
It's a store pick, yeah. You know, so he's got something invested into it. Yeah. But
I've never been a huge fan, honestly, of Jefferson's. I remember early on when I was getting into bourbon, like, I don't know how many years ago that was, I was all about the Voyage hype, you know, the barrel that goes around the world on the boat and all that gimmick. And,
yeah.
And I
yeah,
was this, really, it's aged right, at sea, I don't know if yeah. it, what Voyage it was. It was like one of the single digits I had. And I was just like, meh, this is not.
Yeah, it's, you know, Jefferson's, they try to do some of these. I'm going to say gimmicky sorts of finishes where they, of course, put them on a boat and then they have some that they take down to the tropics, mm-hmm. you know, so they had Jefferson's tropics before and they, you know, it's a different humidity down there. So it evaporates yeah. at a different rate, blah, 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 blah.
Those two things so, historically are not good together.
Right. What, tropics?
Getting on a boat and going to the tropics. Not good. Not good. Bad, bad.
Well, anyway, I know our sister likes Jefferson, so I'll probably share this with her. So.
Which one?
I don't know if she listens to probably this podcast. But probably not. None of our family friends. Or friends
well, that's because you have no friends. No, just kidding.
I think they listen to one or two, then they just get bored.
Yeah,
and they,
I can see that. I mean, I get bored recording these. So.
Yeah, well, yeah, we do have, we are trying to spice it up, believe us.
Yeah, next episode.
You know, I think we're going to start telling dad jokes.
Next maybe, episode, Hookers and Blow. Tune in. No.
Yeah, that's really spicy.
All right, so well.
That's that cocaine over here.
It's booger sugar. Hey, what else did you get?
What else did I get? Two other bottles, another Weeded. I tell you, I was on a Weeded binge, but this was from Whistle Pig. They came out with a Camp Stock.
Okay.
It's a wheat whiskey. Let's see. It doesn't have another one where you cannot read the freaking label on the end. They even gave me the stove, which I'm not sure why. It's
they
a,
gave
stove,
you a stove.
Solo Stove Bonfire 2.0. I don't know what that means.
That's the label?
But hey, it says that on the label. It's got the percent, the type, which is a wheat whiskey, straight rye. Wait, it's a straight rye. Oh, 15. I see. 85% and 15%. That's the mix here. That's the, yeah. Well, that's the blend here. And then proprietary toasted. See? I can't read this. It's like dark letters on a very dark background. It's
that's when you know, folks, that's stupid. When you know you need to go to the optometrist.
They even gave me the temperature at 1,400 degrees.
Why do I care about that?
And then some more. What? I don't know what that means.
Anyway,
I did try this when I got it. It's a limited edition Solo Stove Smokeless
Toast.
That's
not a store pick, so you can get that anywhere.
Not a store pick, 86 proof, but it looked like a good bottle to bring to a campfire, so hey.
They marketed you to buy it.
They did, yeah.
Real Bourbon Rose tip, 122. Don't fall for the label hype.
Well, it had the pig roasting a marshmallow over a bonfire. How can you pass that
so
up?
So does it taste like bacon over a bonfire?
I wish. No, it is does taste like a weeded whiskey, though. It's not too sweet. It's not too harsh. It's like pretty smooth. It's a pretty solid
it's
whiskey.
A sipper.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Definitely.
Sweet. So a little Whistle Pig action, a little Jefferson's
Whistle Pig
action.
Wink, wink, wink.
That's supposed to be a pink. Like oink, oink, oink.
Oh, I'm the deliverance pig. Sorry.
They're dropping by the dozens. The listeners are dropping by the dozens.
Okay. Well, I mean, Whistle Pig, right? It's a good. You know, I mean, I don't. I haven't tried like the big Boss Hog ones and stuff like that.
Boss Hog from Dukes of Hazzard.
Boss Hogs, and you know,
those Duke boys, those Duke boys.
Yeah, they ought to have the John Lee on it.
I miss the good shows.
Just good old boys.
Co-trade.
Never mean no harm.
Daisy Dukes. Oh, Catherine Bach back in the day.
Oh, well, hey.
That was the original.
That was an eye-opener for the youngins. I was a youngin back then.
What a show. So,
what do you got?
I got a delivery today. And I'll mention this. Delivery. I'll mention what I got, but we'll do a full review, obviously, on these bottles that I'm about to talk about. These are all media samples brought to us by Penelope. I got a letter today. Enclosed were three bottles Penelope had sent us.
So sweet.
Architect Build 10. Barrel Strength.
Architect?
Yeah, Barrel Strength Batch 18.
Batch 18?
Toasted Bourbon Batch 24-301 Char 5 Heavy Toast. And they got a letter from Penelope, Michael Palladini, the founder. So that was very nice. And Daniel Police, P-O-L-I-S-E, I think, founder and the master blender. So he sent us three, they both sent us three samples.
Nice.
I know.
When's money
exactly
coming? I want to be able to, taste, do the blind taste with you. That'll be pretty awesome. Actually, you do the taste. When I get down there, we'll do a blind taste.
Yeah, sure, man. Yeah, we could do that. So here we go. The Barrel Strength Batch 18 is 114 proof. Again, there was no price points on these. I think these are about to hit the store shelves. The Toasted Bourbon Batch 24 is 100 proof. And the Architect Build 10 is 104 proof. So all above 100.
They're cranking up. Penelope's been busy.
I know. Penelope gets around.
Yeah. The old MGP is really sticking it to her. I mean,
well, we're benefiting. We again appreciate everything. Yeah. Lux Row, MGP. Again, Patrick Berry, thanks for the help with everything. Penelope, look forward to having you guys on the podcast pretty soon.
She's been busy.
Yeah, we got to talk about these. Have them on the pod, and hopefully we'll get that arranged soon. A little foreshadowing there.
So is this like the Toasted? Is that another release of their Penelope Toasted? It's just the next release.
It's the batch.
Next finish.
It's the batch 24-301 Char 5 Heavy Toast. So it's their Toasted. Yeah.
Heavy Toast.
I think I have one of the Toasted barrel finishes. But I don't know what the proof on that one is. I have to go back and look. You have the Architect, right? Which build?
I do. I have a few of them now.
So I don't have any of the Architects. Well, now I do.
The barrel proof, the Toasted, the Rio.
Yeah, Rio.
The Architect. Yeah. The Architect is solid. It's not probably not I would say it's a medium whiskey, you know, for
the road.
For Penelope lovers. It's something to start out with, I think.
I wish I had the mash bills here, but I don't. So those will be, maybe we can, if we have the folks on from Penelope, we can get a little more info on that. But thanks again, Penelope. Thanks again, gentlemen, for sending us the samples, Michael and Daniel. Hopefully we can have you folks on soon and discuss these samples more in detail. Anything else for Searching for Pappy, Steve?
I have one more. So James E. Pepper got a barrel proof straight bourbon whiskey. Yeah. Papa. I wasn't, wasn't really crazy about their rye, but this is a bourbon. It's 54%, so it's 104 proof. I'm sorry, 100.
Do the math.
What am I saying? 108 proof. God,
Steve's been drunk already.
I'm not drunk, but I'd like to try this if we have time on the air here. But it's no really mash, the undisclosed mash bill, but as far as the percentages, I think it's got, the corn, rye, malted rye, and malted barley. Ooh,
a little bit of everything.
So, yeah, a little bit of everything.
Mash bill.
I can't say it's a high rye bourbon, but it looks good.
Nerd. Remember that word?
And it's not so bad. I think it comes out at about $65 bucks.
Nice price per quality pour then for bold pepper action.
Let's hope so. But if we have time, I'm going to sip it.
We always have time.
Well, thanks. No, I think I had one of the peppers when I was up there. I think, I don't remember. Was that at Calvin's or at your house? But it was decent for what I remember. It's been a while.
All right.
I have one last one, and this is kind of an outlier, but because we're doing Searching for Pappy, and this is a special bottle, I want to talk about it. So this was brought to me all the way from the Caribbean island of Trinidad. So this is was brought to me by Trinidad. My mother-in-law, Sandra. Thank you very much.
Angostura, this is a 22-year-old
rum.
Number one.
So this is a very special bottle.
Number one rum.
First fill, Oloroso sherry cask, but it's a 22-year-old rum, and she brought it up for me to share. So a very, very, very smooth rum, something that I think we all can get behind, even if we're bourbon lovers first, whiskey lovers first. Rum definitely has a nice, it's a nice change up once in a while. So thank you again, Sandra, for that bottle. I have not actually had it, even though it's been open. I will have it this weekend, I think. So I'm looking forward to that bottle.
Rum is a really good summer drink. Or
for the tropical.
Well, actually, anytime tropical. Drink.
You can mix it with anything. Yeah. Good stuff. You can have sip with an ice cube. Good mix. So, all right. That wraps up Searching for Pappy.
Searching for Pappy. I would like to... Come to us, Pappy. Come to us.
Yeah, whatever that's about. Edit that out. No, Pappy, right. We're still searching for Pappy at MSRP. We want to talk a little bit about the whiskey tasting event that we had. I think it was our third or fourth annual. There have been so many of them. Not annual. Total.
You've had more than...
I've had... Well, down, total, in my, yeah. I, down here, not I think annual. I've had... That was my third, I think, official.
Yeah.
So, we had a good... a very good turnout. About 12 to 14 people showed up. What we did this time, we wanted to focus on bourbon. In the past, we've focused on world whiskeys, scotches, Irish whiskeys, Japanese. We really wanted to focus on the mash bills of bourbon this time. So I picked four different Steve, remember? We picked four different bottles.
Yes,
with different.
Well, you know, as you're talking, I'm going to wrestle with opening this bottle of. James E. Pepper.
So there are four bottles that we wanted to highlight. They're all bourbons, but they all have different mash bills. Obviously, for it to be a whiskey, corn, wheat, rye, and barley have to be in the spirit. So the four we picked were Hooten Young, even though that has a really high 99% corn mash bill. That was something I wanted to highlight to give everybody a taste of what a extremely bourbon would taste like. So that was one of the ones. Hooten Young 12-year was the first selection. Larceny.
So what's a real bourbon? Is that
it had a high 99% corn? I wanted a real sweet over the top bourbon with majority corn.
Yeah, so. Love it.
Larceny,
lovely.
Small batch. That was my wheated. I think it had around 20% wheat. So that was my second selection. My third selection was Remus 6-year. Again, shout out Ian at MGP. Thanks for setting us up with that. And Patrick. So that's a 6-year. 51% corn, 49% rye. And then my malted, I did a malted barley bourbon. That was out of Michigan, New Holland's Dragon Milk, small batch. I don't know exactly the specific amount of malted barley in that, but it's the majority of the other 49%. 51% obviously would be corn. So everybody did a taste test of these bottles. Gave everybody some handouts on the tasting notes, the price points, the proof. Everybody really enjoyed the samples. And at the end, we went back and did a blind taste test for those who wanted to do it. Small, poured about a half an ounce each, and everybody did not know what they were getting. And then they had to write down what they thought it was. We went through all four again after they had tasted them.
The same bottles.
So they tasted them. I told them what they were. And they had a piece of paper to write down all the notes they wanted.
They'd even tasted
they just
them
did
before.
Like 5 minutes before. And they could write notes down. I had a handout for them. There are six people that participated. Only half the crowd participated in the blind tasting. So out of six people, how many do you think got all four right?
I would say two. Oh, really?
Less than two.
Zero.
Ding, 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 ding.
One.
Zero. Nobody got them all right.
Got them all right. Well, you said four of them, right?
So people, if you get one wrong, you're getting two wrong, right? So...
You can't just get one wrong unless you put the same answer twice, which, yeah. Mm. So anyway, it was a good experience. That's yeah. People, I think, liked it. I was surprised. I thought somebody might get them all right, but nobody got them all right. So even if you drink a lot of whiskey, and I had some experienced whiskey drinkers try it, and they did not get them all right. So that was how we kicked off the evening, and it was really fun.
Yeah. Well, you know how that goes. Even you know the best of us get it wrong.
Yeah, and I mean there were no prizes. Nobody was whipped after. They're you know they weren't made to run around their underwear in the on the backyard. So
check this pepper out.
Dark
here, man.
Caramely color.
Oh
there.
My gosh! And it comes in this nice decanter style of bottle. The wow factor on this bottle.
You fell for the wow factor.
Is. I fell for the wow factor. It's a nice solid large foot base, and check out this stopper.
That's thick, dude. Big wood.
Oh my gosh.
But anyway,
the whistle pig's got a nice stopper too. It's like a metal stopper on it.
These are multi-use stoppers. I'm getting the feeling.
You remember when we had Traverse City.
Chris.
Chris. And he was talking about how it was hard to find glass.
Yeah, during COVID, right?
Yeah, during COVID and stuff like that. But bottles. I don't know, these glass bottles now are
they come back with a vengeance. I don't know.
Multi-purpose
folks. For the bottle and also for the cork. So very good. Well, enjoy that, Steve. I'm gonna follow up. So we did the blind tasting. And then we did a bottle share. So everybody that wanted to participate, we brought a bottle over to share with the rest of the group. I'll give you some highlights there. We had a nice Macallan Terra, T-E-R-R-A, which is a discontinued, I think, airport exclusive from Macallan. Runs about $150, $200. So that was one of the highlights. Really enjoyed that. Matt, shout out to you for bringing that bottle. We had a bottle called Old Emmer from Total Wine. It was a weeded bourbon, toasted barrel, 52% ABV. Jordan brought that. Jordan, thanks for bringing that. A very good bottle as well. I love the toasted finish on that. That kind of was a step up from the Macallan, obviously. Steve, do you want to interject with a note there on the pepper?
Oh, wow.
Glad he's seated, folks. Glad he's seated.
Glad I am seated. This palate is just blowing me away. It's got everything I want in a straight bourbon. It's got a taste of cinnamon, other fruits, maybe apples or...
I know you're good with the fruits.
Like peaches. A little bit of a toasted oak in there, but the spiciness on this is outstanding. It's over the top. Pretty good finish, too. It's lingering still. But this has probably reinstated my faith in James E. Pepper.
Hot off the press, folks. Yeah. Breaking news.
Their rye was...
Breaking news. CNN will have this as a lead story. Steve has his faith reinstored in pepper.
And James, it's probably the bottle. It's probably, just playing with my head. So
placebo effect. Really it's probably like Canadian mist in there, really.
No, I'm going to send some down to you. Right. I mean, if you don't have it there.
I'd have to look. I haven't really looked for it, but I'll put it on my radar. The next bottle we tried back to the whiskey tasting, thanks, Steve, was an Irish whiskey, which was probably from the bottles people brought, the highlight of the night, was Yellow Spot 12. I have a bottle here, but my neighbor brought a bottle, and wow, that, I'm not like a over the top Irish whiskey fan, but that bottle was one of the best Irish whiskeys I think I've ever had. It was in the middle of the road, so it was, in terms of what bottle we tried, it wasn't the first one, it wasn't the last one, so my palate was still sharp. Yellow Spot 12, if you ever can get a chance to find that bottle, I think it's over $100 for that bottle, around $100. Definitely buy it, give it a try. Very, very happy we got to open that bottle and try that.
Yellow Spot, I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, very good. Excellent. What else did we try that night? Those were the top three that I could remember. We had a few others that people had brought. We had a local Tampa one here. Dark Door, Heaven's Door, Dark Door.
Dark
Horse?
Dark Horse?
Dark
Horse. Horse Soldier. No.
Dark Horse Tampa? Dark Horse, is it Dark Horse? Dark Horse Productions, Dark Horse, I don't know. Anyway, it was Dark something.
Is that a local?
Yeah, in
local,
Tampa. It was okay. It was, I'm just mentioning it because it was a Tampa exclusive. Yeah, it was just out of Tampa. Dark Door, Dark something, I don't remember. It's going out of business either way, so the bottle was like one of the last bottles we could get. So, yeah, I can see why it's going out of business. It was very good. But thanks, D, for...
It's hard to compete, man.
You know, remember D brought that bottle. So D, thanks for bringing that bottle. And then we had a, what was it? Dustin brought a high proof, barrel proof rye. I can't remember the actual name of it off the top of my head. It was good. It had a lot of heat to it, a lot of flavor to it. It was a store pick as well. So, but it was a good evening. And then we went up to my bar and we kind of opened some. Oh, and my bottle I had everybody try was the Penelope Rio. Open that bottle. Kind of mixed reviews, honestly. Some people liked it. Some people thought it was too much of a gimmick with the honey and rum cask finish.
Like the baking spice.
It was just too much for the finish for some people because it didn't have the traditional bourbon taste. So it's hit or miss.
Interesting. The real, I actually gave a tasting to all of my volleyball buddies last week. And they're not, I guess, heavy bourbon drinkers or whiskey drink. You know, I would say regular bourbon drinkers. You know, but they thought it was unique. It was different. They kind of liked the spiciness of it. But that was, you know, five thumbs up from them. So
nice. Yeah, I'm not giving my bottle away, but.
Well, I had two of them, so I haven't opened the second one yet, so I probably won't for a while.
We also got to try the pack Blood Oath Pack 10, which we got a media sample. Thank you again, Patrick Berry. Honestly,
Pack 10 didn't do it, huh?
Nobody. So we were up, and there was like four of us sipping it up in the bar here before the rest of the crowd came up. And we're all like, okay, you know, and I kind of told the hype of, you know, Anna release, da 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 da, and everybody's like, oh yeah, you know, and people, some people have had the different packs before, like 7 and 8. People were saying, oh, I really like this, so give everybody a sample. And we're chit chatting, and then after like 2 or 3 sips, we all kind of stop and look at each other, and it was like, and one of my friends goes, so are you guys overly impressed with this? And we're like, no. There just wasn't, I don't know, I don't think our palates were shot at that point, but we were not blown away by it. Obviously, it's not a poor whiskey. It's not a, you know, it's definitely a decent whiskey, but it wasn't blowing us away, especially for the $130 price tag. I would say try it before you buy it. I really wanted to like it for that price point, though. I would definitely try it before you bought it.
Yeah. I mean, if we were at Lux Row again, we could, you know, that's the time where you could try it, maybe.
Foreshadow.
But, maybe. But, yeah, the Pack 10, I thought, I mean, I saw it a few other bottles online, actually. People cross-shotting.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, and they were like,
if you're really looking forward to this bottle and have saved up your money, I would steer you away, just to be honest with you. A Reuben Bros tip right there. Try it before you buy it, or just, there's a lot of other bottles out there that are better price for quality pour for $130 is my opinion, but
from the same company.
Yeah,
so
has a lot of good Dodge stuff. Company. Yeah, right? Different packs too.
Ezra Brooks, you know, we just had that on the other day.
99.
The 99.
Yeah, 99.
The finishing port wine cask. So that was, you know, a really good price per quality pour because, you know, that's a $35 bottle. Yeah. So.
Find your deals out there, guys. They're out there. Just look around. And I think we tried a couple other bottles, but those were the highlights of the evening. I mean, I brought down like, you know, E.H. Taylor single barrel. What else did we have? Jack Daniel's 10-year, Jack Daniel's 12-year.
So we were hit.
So you did like the 12-year,
12-year,
huh?
I thought, is my early candidate for Whiskey of the Year. Everybody loved it. Everybody. Okay. Even you.
I wish I could get down there to get some.
Even the non-Jack Daniels fans, Matt, anyway, our friend Matt, he was not a huge Jack Daniels fan. He was like, okay, this is excellent. He's like, this is excellent. Yeah. So we had a good time with everything. Everybody showed up. Everybody was safe. Nobody ran over lights in my driveway when they were backing up. So I didn't allow people in my driveway. I put a parallel out there. You guys are.
No one backed into the statue of you, the marble statue
with
of you
the
on
guns.
Your lawn.
holding my coaster. Yeah. But that was it, guys. Wrapping it up. Had a great time. Can't wait till next time. And hopefully, Steve, next time we'll be together for one. We're planning. Hopefully, we get down to Bourbon Country here. We'll have some news about that. And one more thing, Steve. This will be foreshadowing. Let's see if I can get this up here. Let's see how I do this. If I can share screen. Let's see if I can get this up. I want to share. Well, look what you can buy on Amazon.
We can buy something.
Can you see
on
my
Amazon?
Screen?
No. Nope.
Son of a. Oh.
You're not sharing. You got to share. Sorry, guys. Technical difficulties.
Yeah.
There we go. Oh my God. Yeah!
We'll keep this on the download for now, but we have some big announcements coming up here. So there you go.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, there's some.
What? What's the only 1999?
Hey. So we have that. We have this style, the little V-neck action there. So.
Oh, yeah.
We have a little sweatshirt action.
Oh, don't give it away, man.
So there's some big announcement coming up. We're going to keep this on the down low. But if you're on Amazon and, you know, search our name, you might find something. Just saying. Leave it at that.
Woohoo.
So anyway, we'll wrap it up there, my man. Anything else?
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to the summer and deciding what whiskeys and bourbons I should take to the cottage, you know? To the summer place and on my travels.
And a big wedding in August, too, that you might have to bring out some stuff.
We have a big wedding we're planning. So, I don't know. I just, there were a few bottles that I passed over in the last couple of weeks. I'm like, I'm going to wait.
Got to wait. Can't buy everything right away.
Bardstown had a new collaborative series come out.
I saw that. It was like 100 and what, 60, 70 bucks?
Yeah, 160 and 170.
That's what
I'm
down
sure
here too. Yeah,
and I was like, I was gonna do it, but then I already had these three bottles on the shelf, lined up to go out the door.
Maybe
so I'm like, you know, maybe in my next round. But these, I'm really happy with the James Pepper, I've got to try the Jefferson's Ocean. And the Whistle Pig, you know, that's my campfire whiskey.
Well, Steve's all set with his whiskeys. Hopefully everybody had a good time.
All set for now.
With our podcast listening tonight, again, follow us on social media. You know where to find us. We're getting some new videos up. Hopefully you've enjoyed the new quality of our social media posts. We're working on some more videos. And until next time, giddy up.
And enjoy.